Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you, hopefully to cheer you up and help you find those keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. And that's my goal, to help you find your happiness. Because especially this time of the year, people aren't always as happy as they could be. And I'm hoping I can help you stay happy or get happy. One of the two. Hey, if this is your first time here, I'm glad you found the show. Don't know how you did, but I'd like to know how you found the show and what you were searching for. So let me know. Hit me up on a text line and tell me how you found the show. 304-506-3332. And also, it's Christmas time is coming up and you want to give out some gifts. You can't think what to give. Head over to BePositivePodcast.com, check out the merchandise, and share some positivity this year for the holidays. And I will be having the annual Christmas ornament available soon, very soon. It'll be available online to grab your special Be Positive, Stay Positive Christmas ornament to put on your tree or hang it from your mirror, your car, wherever you want. I want to talk about my book for a minute, The Positive Perspective. It's been doing very well. I appreciate everyone who's picked up a book and all of you who have gotten the personalized copy. I hope you appreciated what I wrote in your book. I don't know you, but I know that you like the show. And I try to get a vibe from your name or your email or your text, whatever it is. And sometimes I hit it, sometimes I don't. But I hope that you like the book. And if you don't have your copy yet or you haven't given one to someone who needs some positivity, what are you waiting for? This is a great time. I just got a new shipment in. You could get your copy through the website, bepositivepodcast.com. You can order a personalized copy. And for the holidays, I'm throwing in some goodies when you get a personalized copy. Coasters, magnets, stickers. You never know. You might get a coolie cup. You don't know. But I throw a bunch of stuff in with the for the holidays because I'm feeling generous. And I like to give. Or if you want to go support big tech, you can also get it on Amazon, The Positive Perspective. Search for that. There's also a link in the description. Grab a copy of the book today. One more thing I need to talk about before I get into the show is something that I've been taking for quite a while. And when I don't take it, I notice. It's called Magic Mind. I know. It sounds pretty intriguing, doesn't it? Magic Mind. It's this little green shot of stuff that I take every morning. It's full of healthy things, all natural. It actually makes me feel better than when I drink a cup of coffee. It helps me to focus and it keeps my energy level up. And I'm telling you what, it helps me to keep my day organized. And there's no crash from it. You don't come down from it like you do if you from caffeine. It really helps me a lot and I enjoy it. And I think you should check it out because it's got some really good stuff in it. It's got all natural ingredients. Some of the ingredients are Bacopa monnieri. Okay, I've never heard of that until Magic Mind. It's a nootropic that improves your attention span. And these days, I need my attention span improved. I tend to wander. It helps me process and learn information and actually regain it. And in the stressful world, it's got ashwagandha to help you with that stress. It really, really helps keep the stress level down. And when you take it, it's a quick shot in the morning and then you're done. And after a couple of days, you realize how much better you're feeling and how much more organized. And I love it, man, because it works. It helps me and I know it'll help anyone else who struggles with trying to stay focused or anxiety or anything. So check it out. It's called Magic Mind. There's a link in the description. You can go to magicmind.com/bepositive. And they're going to give you, what are the kind of discount they're going to give you? I think they're going to give you a like 56% discount on your subscription, and off your first subscription, or 20% off your first one-time purchase. Check it out. Some people who already have taken it and bought it through the show are really excited and they like it. So, and use code BEPOSITIVE20 when you check out. You'll get that discount. Check it out. Let me know what you think. And I hope it'll help you to have a happy holidays and, enjoy your life. All right. Enough of the commercials and all that stuff. Let's get to the show. I mean, what am I going to talk about today? Well, with the holidays approaching, I noticed that some people are really into the holidays like me and already starting to decorate for Christmas and stuff. And other people are like bah humbug and they hate the holidays. And so this show is called, Do the Holidays Make You Happy or Do They Make You Sad? And I know that there's reasons to for both. And during the holidays, I love the holidays. I love this time of year. I feel so joyful and so thankful to be able to share the joy with other people and to just the spirit and the vibe of the holidays to me. I wish it was Christmas all year long. I wish people had that same excitement and friendship and compassion for each other that they have around the holidays. Now, I'm not talking about when you're going to like a Black Friday sale or something like that. There's no compassion or love there. You're trying to get that 80-inch TV for $22, you know, whatever. So, but this time of year, it's a different vibe. It's a different energy. And I think most people are happy during the holidays. Even if you're financially strapped or whatever's going on in your life, the holidays tend to cheer you up. But then there's people who are not, and they're sad and they're depressed. Maybe they don't have anybody to celebrate the holidays with, or they've had a bad experience, or someone has they're missing loved ones over the holidays, and I get that. But this is a time for joy. So how do you feel that way? How do you gain that joy? How do you get over not being happy or joyful over the holidays if you're not? Well, the first thing is the biggest one that will change your life forever and change the way your outlook on just about everything in life is gratitude. And I know it sounds cliche. I know I say it all the time, but it's the truth. When you're grateful for what you have, when you're grateful for the simple things, like the fact that you had breakfast, the fact that you got to wake up, the fact that you're lucky enough to work a job that you hate to pay the bills that you don't want to pay. Right? Because there's people who can't afford that stuff and they're not happy. And then there's people who are living on the streets who are happier than you are. It's hard to explain. But around the holidays, in order to boost your joy and boost the energy of the planet and all of us as a collective, is to feel gratitude. Be grateful for everything. Be grateful that you got to wake up. I say that so often, but it's so simple. You know why? Because one day you're not gonna. And you got today. Today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. And I love that phrase because you're living in the present. It's a gift. And when you start looking at every day as a gift, because we've all lost people. We've lost loved ones. Around the holidays, I always miss my parents. I miss people, friends and family that I've lost that aren't with us in the physical realm anymore. And that's okay. That's healthy. Emotions are healthy. It's okay to feel sad. Not okay to dwell on it. But when you move out of this meat suit and you move to the next phase of your existence, do you want everyone else who's still here to be sad because you're not here? Do you wish them to be unjoyful, to be depressed because you're not here? I know I don't. I want people to remember me and smile and feel joy. And that's what everybody who's left the planet, that's what they want too. I'm sure of it. I doubt anybody wants their family or loved ones to feel sad and depressed eternally for them not being here, because they're happier. They've moved on. They moved on to the next phase. And I tell you what, I wish I knew what it was. I wish I could experience it or have a book or a video to tell you exactly what's going to happen when we move on to the next phase of our existence, of our consciousness. But we don't know. We can only speculate. We can only just use your mind and visualize. And, you know, and it's all what you think. So when it comes around to the holidays, maybe with these times, with how expensive everything is and how little money everybody is making and how it's so hard to make ends meet, it's easy to go down that rabbit hole of depression and to say, you know what, everything sucks, bah humbug, I'm not going to decorate this year, I'm not going to be happy for Christmas, I'm pissed off at the world, I hate my life, I hate, and you start going down that depression rabbit hole, and you miss out on the joy that is. And you also have to remember the reason for the season. How about that phrase? How many times you heard that? So when it comes to the holidays and your emotional state, don't let yourself not enjoy it. Don't let yourself not feel joy. Be grateful that you get to celebrate. And if you have no one to celebrate with and you feel like you're all alone and that's why you're depressed and you're sad, it's like you don't have any family, you don't have a spouse, you don't have any siblings, you don't have a lot of friends, maybe you don't like the people you work with, and you don't have anybody to hang out with or do anything with over the holidays, go out and find someone. Go out and give back to the community. Go to a homeless shelter or go give back. Do a food drive, do gifts, Toys for Tots things or something like that. Do something where you can give back. Even if you don't have, give a little. Because I'll tell you what, when you start to give, you feel better. It's joyful. It makes you, it's what life is all about. Giving, it's not about taking and having everything and being the richest or the most popular or the best looking or the one with the most friends or most money, whatever. Life isn't about that. That's all physical shit. That's not what life is about. It's about the positive energy that we can create. It's about the collective happiness that we can generate just by being nice, just by doing something for someone else. Throw that dollar into that bell ringing guy outside of Walmart. Give a person standing on the corner a cup of coffee. Buy them a McDonald's sandwich or something. Well, not McDonald's because that's deadly. but get them something. Do something nice. Say something nice to someone in public instead of even avoiding eye contact. Because especially nowadays, the physical connection, since the lockdowns and all that stuff, is so distant. We are all so distant and so afraid to say anything. And with the violence and the way the world is, you're afraid to look or say or do anything to anyone else because you don't know how they're going to react. But you have to be grateful and share the gratitude. Share the happiness and the joy. And I'm telling you, you'll start to feel joyful. Even if you're sad and you're missing somebody, honor them by sharing and caring. That sounded like something that should be on a shirt, doesn't it? But I want everybody to really enjoy the holidays. I want them to want you to experience the joy that is life. And it's up to you. I can't give it to you. I can guide you. I can give you pointers, suggestions. But if you don't really believe it and you don't want to feel joy, you're not gonna. So I'm asking you this time of the year, do everything you can to share the joy, to share your energy, your positive energy. Put the negative away. Don't focus on the negative. It's all there. If you want, you can go back and pick out the negative and focus on that. And you know what you're gonna get. You know how you're gonna feel. But start looking for the joy, looking for the positive, looking for the happiness in situations, and start giving without expecting anything in return. Just give to give and be grateful for what you have and be grateful for today, because tomorrow is never promised. So wouldn't it suck if you were all depressed and mad and angry and holding on to something that's meaningless in the past? And then the next day you're not here, so you don't get to experience that joy. So let's shoot for joy. All right. Let's shoot for happiness this holiday. If you need some cheering up, hit me up on the text line. I'll cheer you up. 304-506-3332. And if you really need cheering up and I'm not available, you can open your book, The Positive Perspective. And what? You don't have it? Oh, you should go grab it right now. I want you to pick up a copy right now. You get a personalized copy. I'm going to throw in all kinds of stuff. All right. That's it. That's the show. The holidays are coming and we're going to be happy this holiday. All right. You and me, we're going to be happy and share the happiness. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.